Do you believe that you can heal yourself? Too often, we give our power away to something outside of ourselves, and rarely, if ever, trust and tap into our innate healing power and intuition. Everyone has this capability to heal in ways we never thought possible. It's your sovereign right to claim and have true health and lasting wellness. Now, here is the host of the Dr. Dolores Show, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in our amazing world. And welcome to another episode of the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. And, I kind of just have to sit and ponder a little bit because so much is happening in our world right now. It's just like sometimes all you need to do is just sit in your lounge chair, eat your popcorn, and enjoy the show. It's that simple. But yet we get so wrapped up into, you know, trying to figure things out or to get distracted by what's going on around us. And here in the States, there's a lot of distractions right now. So anyway, I'm laughing because, you know, the topic for today is mind your garden, cultivating a thriving life. So, you know, our mind is like a garden. You know, how often can you make the analogy and compare? Because we could see the visual thing about what a garden is. And, you know, if you're into gardening or into planting flowers, it's so rich and rewarding because you're playing with the soil and you're just grounding your energy, but you're also adding to the ground. And also, I want to say, making it your own. And when we transfer that ideology into what our mind's all about, we could do some amazing things because we are in control that way. If you're awake and awoke, you're able to know when you're going down that proverbial rabbit hole of creating what you don't want to create, and you could switch it up and create more of something that's aligned with what you want to create. So, you know, we're going to look at thoughts and beliefs and our emotions and how they create our garden, our internal garden of our mind. And, you know, some of the things that I think are really important is that what we plant and nurture determines the landscape of our lives. So whatever we are sowing in our mind, some of the thoughts that we are saying to ourselves or some of our beliefs, you know, sometimes we are, you know, there's weeds that pop up. You know, those weeds are those, you know, stinking thinking or negativity or beliefs that are no longer serving us maybe or out of alignment with who we really are at a true soul's level. But when we are able to identify the weeds and recognizing our limiting beliefs, this is where we're able to pluck those weeds out and to actually shift those limiting beliefs or plucking those limiting beliefs out and replacing them with something that's more aligned with who we are. I feel that sometimes what we could define as weeds are self-doubt, our fear, old conditioning. And believe me, there's a lot of that going on for many of us right now. And it's kind of coming from unconsciousness now into consciousness. So it's adding to more of the drama that maybe we are witnessing externally, but the internal drama is there as well. Our subconscious mind holds a lot of deep-rooted beliefs, and some of them may serve us, but others, you know, more often than not, they hinder our growth and our evolution. So, you know, this is something I want to ask the audience is like, you know, have you looked at your thoughts and emotions and what's kind of going on within you? Because it's a lot about emotional clutter. And I'm just going to add this one other thing, which I think is kind of comical too. You know, just as a sidebar, you know, we talk about planting a mental garden and having the analogy of what an external garden looks like. You could take that a step further. Say, for example, if you own a car, sometimes when our cars start having issues, maybe it is engine trouble or it may be electronic stuff. We your car is very similar to your physical body. So pay attention to what's going on with you, but also what how it shows up in your vehicle. And a step further, wherever you reside, your home is another extension of what is going on inside of you. And I laugh at this because, you know, when we think about plumbing, okay, and you know, you have like a water heater leak or something like that, it's water. That's emotion. That is also like our blood system, okay, for an example, the emotions. And so if we're having issues with any of the plumbing in our house, look at where you are kind of stopped up plumbing wise within yourself. Okay, like clogged toilets. Where are you stopped up inside as well too? A water heater busting, that like is like the central thing for the house. That's like your heart. What's going on with your heart? Are you like having some pain or some discomfort because you know, you had some heartbreak or anything like that? These are things to pay attention to. Now, like electricity in your house is like your nervous system. But I think the thing that's most interesting is that our closets, okay? Our closets hold the key to what's really going on in a deeper part of ourselves. It's more of the subconscious part of the house. Now, I always crack up when I go into, you know, a home and it's everything neat and orderly. And then when you go in the closets, it's a hot mess. I'm sure a lot of people could relate to this, but it's something to consider because we give the appearances that everything's perfect, but it's a shit show going on behind the scenes in our closets of our mind, the recesses of our mind. So I digress a little bit, but these are just examples of, you know, minding your garden, okay? So let's circle back to, you know, identifying your weeds, okay? So look at where your fears or your self-doubts and even your self-talk with what you have going on within you, those are weeds. And it's, you know, just like any gardener, we need to pull weeds from our garden so the nice flowers can flourish. So we're going to be plucking some weeds from our mind, maybe our not so nice self-talk, but also maybe our sabotaging beliefs, but also our fears and doubts and old conditioning that have probably stemmed over from earlier times in our life. So, you know, how do we do that? It's like we're pruning and uprooting and letting go of what no longer serves us, okay? Self-awareness is so important, and I know we talk a lot about that on my show, and it's essential. It is so important at these times that we're in. Many of us have been awake for a while. Many of us are awakening, and some of us are still sleeping. So it's really important to just honor yourself where you're at and know that when you're aware and you're awoke, you can't go back to sleep, okay? Because it's just not possible because you've advanced energetically and you're vibrating at a higher frequency. This is where self-awareness comes in. And this is where you're going to be able to discern and identify what is no longer working for you and kind of purge that out and it's kind of pruning and uprooting, you know, things that are no longer part of who you are. And when we're able to shift from negative self-talk to powerful narratives, this is where we start raising our frequency within our body. Okay, energetically, we're raising our vibration and frequency because remember, everything is energy. Okay, and just to reiterate that and reestablish that. Even what you're looking at right now in this podcast, in my room, in my office, and even myself, we are versions of energy. We're just denser forms. The denser forms are the things that we can see. Now, our thoughts, beliefs, emotions, our, ability to telepathically think. This is all energy as well, but it's a higher vibrating form. It's sometimes when it's higher vibrating, we're not going to be able to see it physically with our physical eyes or hear it with our ears, but it's still there. So when we're able to raise our frequency to a higher vibration with shifting from negative self-talk to more empowering type of things, or more empowering type of ideas, or higher vibrating frequency ideas and words, we are able to shift that and raise our vibration. So it's, I always say this too, change is not for the weak of heart, and the only constant in life is change. And for many people who are not a fan of, oh, I want to keep things the way they are because, it's just so much easier. This is where we get stuck. This is where we get into, being stuck, being bored, being, like not stimulated. So I just invite you to embrace change and, make space for the new uplifting beliefs. That's what you do when you weed your garden. It's like you're pulling out the weeds, so you're allowing more ideas that are aligned with who you are to carry through. So, planting seeds of positivity and growth, when you intentionally choose your thoughts and beliefs that align with your highest potential, this is where you are heading in a direction of really growing this beautiful garden when it blooms. We plant seeds, and sometimes we get so impatient with ourselves that we're waiting for our plants to grow, and we have this tendency to want to pull up the little sprouts to see how they're doing. And in essence, we need to have a little more patience with ourselves and patience with the whole process. It's not a one and done. It's like we're constantly weeding and tilling and planting seeds and reaping the harvest on a continual basis. So it's not like a seasonal thing. You can do it seasonally, yet I invite you to continually plant those seeds of positivity and growth on a daily basis. So as you're doing this, the things that you planted maybe months ago are coming to fruition and you're harvesting, but yet you have a crop that's coming up behind you that you're going to harvest maybe in the next couple of days. So it's about constantly knowing that it's not a one and done and it's a process. So, I think one of the other things too that's important is the ongoing maintenance. And this is just like our role in self-care as well. It's about realizing where our boundaries are. And so we're able to sustain our mental clarity and have that time to just be. Call it rest. Call it just allowing yourself just to be fully present without being in motion and doing. Because we have been duped into believing that that's the only way, that's an external point of view. That is not the truth, but when we come within, it's the balance and the dance of the being and the doing. So we're getting ready to go on our first break already, and we've been talking about nurturing your nurturing your garden basically. tending to your garden of the mind with intention and care. So when we come back, we're going to talk more about this because I think it's so important to explore this a little more and maybe talk about Things that we neglect to tend in our garden of our mind. So you're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, and we'll see you when we come back from our break.
Do you trust your instincts? Many of us don't. Yet this is the key to connecting to your innate healer within and your intuition. Tune in to the Dr. Dolores Show with nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, to receive insights and tools to realign with your inner wisdom for lasting health and true wellness. Listen for the Dr. Dolores Show, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Ready to break free from complacency? Welcome to I'm Awake, Now What? Your monthly invitation to embrace conscious living. If you've been feeling lost or stagnant, this is your chance to awaken your purpose. Join our transformative conscious wake-up office hours every month for guidance and self-discovery. Experience the power of clarity and focus as you navigate towards holistic healing and empowerment. Don't just survive, thrive. Sign up now and unlock a wealth of benefits, including enhanced well-being, stress reduction, emotional healing, and connection. It's time to ignite the flames of purpose within and start your journey to a fulfilling life.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is the Dr. Dolores Show with Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to Dolores at drdoloresfazzino.com. Now, back to the program.
And welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. And we're talking about minding the garden of our mind today here on the Dr. Dolores Show. And before we went on break, we were talking about how things externally are very symbolic of what kind of goes on internally within ourselves. And a garden is just one of those examples. And, you know, when you have a garden, for those people who've, you know, grown gardens or have dabbled in that, it's like, you know, you have the plants and then you have weeds, and the weeds are sometimes crowding out and taking the nourishment from the plants. So we're talking today about looking at some of those internal weeds and how we could kind of pluck them out, tend to our garden, and just be more aware and mindful of how we could shift through that a lot more for ourselves to make our lives more enriched and better. So what I want to talk about now is like examples of when we neglect to tend the gardens of our mind. So we talked a little bit about negativity, and when we let negativity take over, it's like we've gone down the rabbit hole. And if you've never noticed that, how creatively each one of us and how magical we are, we're excellent creators, and we're constantly creating, whether or not it's positive or negative stuff that we feed our mind, okay? And I think that things are happening rapid fire these days. Before a thought process is even complete, it's already created because everything's happening at the same time. So when you're constantly engaging in self-criticism and negative self-talk, this is something that just perpetuates and continues to grow and grow and grow and grow and grow. It's like going down the rabbit hole. When you focus on the worst case scenarios and dwelling on past mistakes and what could go bad, this also is a setup for a lot of things. And, you know, I think it's great to be prepared, but there's a balance with that, okay? When you're always worrying about what could happen, the worst case scenario, instead of focusing on the possibilities of what will happen or what you would like to manifest, this is a game changer when you're able to switch that or to stop that and just have a whopping dose of self-compassion, because you're judging and criticizing and trying to figure it out. And there's nothing to figure out because, you know, it's like your mind is going on rapid fire and you're so disconnected from your physical body. And this is a time when this happens to be aware that you are highly ungrounded and go outside and stick your feet in the dirt or go for a walk in nature, because this is one way that you could really have a reality check and get back into your body. Very important. The other thing too is that it's important to stay away from social media with the impact of all the negativity that's flying around. And right now we're in a huge political uproar here in the United States. So there's a lot of that flying around. And, you know, when we are even listening to that or having that playing in the background, it still is contributing to you. It's like negative energy, no matter what the boundary is. You know, sometimes you think you have strong boundaries to prevent that from happening. Sometimes the best solution to the pollution is just to turn it off and just, you know, put it on the shelf and not look at it. So that's one aspect. The other thing too is when we hold on to our limiting beliefs, you know, sometimes, you know, we've been told when we were kids some not so good things that were projected onto us from our parents and society. And this has a lot to do not with you at all, but with them. It's very telling. Yet as a young, innocent person, you took this on as your truth. So it's about shifting that belief, because that belief is not true. That's somebody else's, I'm going to say somebody else's confirmation of who they were, but has nothing to do with you. And when, you know, we avoid situations because of fear or failure of rejection. So, you know, it's almost like we're trying to put ourselves in an ivory tower sometimes when we are just dealing with letting the negativity come over, and we get ourselves so small that we fit into a box that we could put on a shelf. And this is not what we want to do. This is what is creating to a lot of the weeds in our mind. So when you're holding on to limiting beliefs, like you're not good enough or I will never succeed, this is another thing that keeps you stuck and prevents you from really moving forward and living in all your glory. So another thing too that comes up for people who neglect their garden is that they allow their emotional clutter to accumulate. And let's talk about that a little bit. That's more about, okay, you're feeling something, but you're suppressing your emotions instead of processing them in a healthy way. It's almost like you're trying to put it into a box on a shelf, yet energetically, it's still connected to you and it's running the show. When we suppress our emotions, we really do a lot of harm to ourselves, because this, and it's energy. Emotions are energy. When we don't experience them, it's like that energy has to go someplace. You know, it'll stay in your aura and eventually it'll get so full in there, it just buckles on over into your physical body. When we hold on to resentment, anger, and grudges instead of releasing and forgiving them, the only person that really hurts is ourselves. Okay. Because we are hanging on to that and we're living in another time and place instead of in the present moment. But yet that episode of what happened maybe decades ago is still running the show. A lot of times I see this working in a hospital setting and working in healthcare, is that how people are so disconnected from their physical bodies that they're in their mind and they're so angry and so resentful, and they're not connected to their body, but their body all of a sudden starts breaking down. And maybe you're having cardiac issues where you're having a heart attack, because guess what? You're holding on to a grudge and unforgiveness and a lot of emotion that is trapped, and it's been a lifetime of not dealing with it appropriately. And now all of a sudden your heart is blocked and it's not working. So there's, first of all, a disconnect going on from your body and your mind. They're not communicating. There's the aspect of you're ignoring your emotions or not feeling them or hanging on to them and not working with them appropriately and releasing them. And this is causing your health and wellness to go down the tank. So it's really about feeling what you're feeling, even the resentment and the anger, and just allow it to be as it is and just allow it to move through you instead of allowing it to take over you. And it's about forgiving. It's about forgiving others, but most importantly, forgiving yourself for doing whatever you did that created that situation as well, because it's not the other person. It's like, it's not somebody else that created this for you. You had some aspect in this as well. And sometimes it's the biggest gift that you're going to give yourself when you're able to go deeper and figure out what's going on with that. The other thing that really leads to a lot of weeds in our garden is ignoring that inner wisdom, that intuitive hit you get, that gut feeling. And it could be because there's so much noise and you've given that power away to listening to something outside of yourself instead of inside yourself. So these are like some of the things that really potentiate the weeds, and living on autopilot, going through the motions of life, you know, the daily routines without mindfulness or awareness, feeling stuck in repetitive cycles and never taking action to change, and maybe overworking and prioritizing productivity over personal well-being. I want to talk about one topic that I think is really, really important, is that boredom. And I think I'm going to do an episode of this, you know, in the spring. But, you know, how many people say that they're bored with their life, or they feel like, oh my God, this is my life and this is it. This is all I get. When people are bored, boredom is like a mental weed. It creeps in and can even be a sign that we've allowed repetitive, unchallenging, or uninspired thoughts to take root. And just like weeds, boredom can take up space and nutrients. Weeds can, you know, these weeds can take up a lot of space and nutrients in our garden. So the boredom can drain the mental energy and keep us stuck in autopilot. So that's something to think about. Boredom is, you know, boredom can be an invitation to change. And, you know, I think sometimes when we're bored, it's like we're stuck in boredom. And sometimes it's going to take like a stick of dynamite to get you out of that. But yet when you're aware you're bored, like I said, the awareness is the first step. So what can I do to change that? It could be a signal for growth. Maybe, you know, start a hobby, or maybe step outside your comfort zone and, you know, start something new or explore something new, and challenge those old beliefs. So important. You know, I love the whole idea of cultivating curiosity. And, you know, I love learning new things every day, because even though I'm in my mid 60s, it's just like I'm excited to get up in the morning because I'm going to learn something new today. And usually I do. And, you know, you would think by being the age that, you know, I am, and maybe you are too, that there's nothing more that I can learn. But newsflash, just be teachable and curious like a child, because this is where you're going to get to explore and be more childlike and in the present moment. So we're getting ready to go on our next break. And you've been listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And we've been talking about minding your mental garden today and how we could, you know, look at how is our garden growing? Are we watering and nurturing it? Are we weeding out? Were we pulling the weeds and pruning and stuff? So just, you know, ponder as to what your mental garden's like these days and how you could give it a refresh. So we're going on our break. And when we come back again, we will go into, we'll put it all together and go into a guided meditation. So you could go and cultivate the garden of your mind. See you when we come back.
Do you trust your instincts? Many of us don't. Yet this is the key to connecting to your innate healer within and your intuition. Tune in to the Dr. Dolores Show with nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, to receive insights and tools to realign with your inner wisdom for lasting health and true wellness. Listen for the Dr. Dolores Show, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Ready to break free from complacency? Welcome to I'm Awake, Now What? Your monthly invitation to embrace conscious living. If you've been feeling lost or stagnant, this is your chance to awaken your purpose. Join our transformative conscious wake-up office hours every month for guidance and self-discovery. Experience the power of clarity and focus as you navigate towards holistic healing and empowerment. Don't just survive, thrive. Sign up now and unlock a wealth of benefits, including enhanced well-being, stress reduction, emotional healing, and connection. It's time to ignite the flames of purpose within and start your journey to a fulfilling life.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is the Dr. Dolores Show with Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also send an email to Dolores at DrDoloresFazzino.com. Now, back to the program.
And welcome back, everybody. You're listening to another episode of the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And we're talking about cultivating the garden of your mind today on the Dr. Dolores Show. And, you know, I want to just, you know, do a little infomercial here. You probably heard a lot about the information in between the segments. And I want to talk about the program that I have called I'm Awake Now What, and it's geared for people who are on their spiritual journey, and maybe that you have woken up from a deep slumber and realize life is just not working for you, and you're realizing there's more to life than what you're experiencing. And this is what we call a spiritual awakening, and I invite you to come join our community. We have weekly Zoom calls. My partner and I, Cozy Stankaitis, who is a body talk practitioner and a master energy healer, and I kind of come together and we discuss topics that I feel are really, we feel are really important on your journey to awakening. And it is, you know, resources, tools, a weekly Zoom call, and community for those who are ready to wake up and embrace more in their life. So you could find out more information about this on my website, drdoloresfazzino.com, and you'll see a little tab that says, I'm awake, now what? So just come tap on that and just explore. And if this is a good fit for you, we would love to have you. So check that out. So, you know, we've been talking a lot about what we say to ourselves, but also our beliefs and all the weeds that maybe are in our mind that are creating a not so good and pretty garden for ourselves. You know, we're on the cusp of springtime, and it's really about weeding out those beliefs, those thoughts, those things that are not aligned with who we are, so that our garden that's in our mind is going to be this beautiful, robust, positive, and growing and evolving creation. So we talked about boredom too. We talked about what's not contributing to a very positive mindset, but also, you know, a beautiful garden. But now we're going to put it all together in a guided meditation. And I love doing guided meditations on my show because I love to have an experiential piece for my listeners so that they could actually put what we discussed and some of the ideas to move forward into an experience where they could actually have that and integrate that within themselves. So I invite you to just find a quiet space, and you could either sit or lie down comfortably. And we're going to do a guided meditation on cultivating the garden of your mind. So I invite you to just close your eyes. And as usual, take a deep breath in and slowly exhale. And just take a moment to settle into your body and feel the gentle rise and fall of your breath with each inhale, invite in calm. With each exhale, release any tension or distractions. And just imagine yourself standing at the entrance of a beautiful garden, the garden of your mind. This is your sacred space, a reflection of your inner world. And look around at your garden with curiosity. What do you see? Are there lush, vibrant plants? Or areas overgrown with weeds? There is no judgment, only awareness. And just acknowledge any thoughts, emotions, or beliefs that have taken root here. And now gently walk over to a patch of overgrown weeds. These represent limiting beliefs, worries, or fears. With each inhale, gather the strength to release them. With each exhale, imagine pulling one weed out, freeing your mind from what no longer serves you. Breathe in, clarity. Breathe out, release. Breathe in, clarity. Breathe out, release. Feel the lightness as you create space for new growth. Now, imagine yourself holding a handful of golden seeds. These represent new thoughts, intentions and dreams and beliefs that are aligned with who you are at a soul level. With each inhale, plant a seed of love, peace, confidence, or joy into your mental soil. See them settle in, taking root, ready to grow into something beautiful. Feel the warmth of the sun shining down, nourishing your mind with light and positivity. As you stand in your refreshed garden, notice how it feels. More open, peaceful, and full of possibility. This is the power of tending to your thoughts with care and intention. Just take all of that in and just feel it and allow it to permeate all of who you are. And now, take a deep breath in and exhale with gratitude, especially for this moment. Know that you can return to this beautiful inner garden whenever you need to realign and cultivate a thriving mindset. And just notice the peaceful, serene experience. And just allow yourself to receive and take this in. For this is already created. And gently bring your awareness back to the present moment. Wiggle your fingers and toes. And when you're ready, open your eyes, feeling refreshed and renewed and at peace. Remember, your mind is your garden. Tend to it with love and it will flourish. And we're getting ready to go on our next break. And you're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And when we come back, we'll just wrap it up.
for our time together. See you on the other side.
Do you trust your instincts? Many of us don't. Yet this is the key to connecting to your innate healer within and your intuition. Tune in to the Dr. Dolores Show with nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, to receive insights and tools to realign with your inner wisdom for lasting health and true wellness. Listen for the Dr. Dolores Show, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Ready to break free from complacency? Welcome to I'm Awake, Now What?, your monthly invitation to embrace conscious living. If you've been feeling lost or stagnant, this is your chance to awaken your purpose. Join our transformative conscious wake-up office hours every month for guidance and self-discovery. Experience the power of clarity and focus as you navigate towards holistic healing and empowerment. Don't just survive, thrive. Sign up now and unlock a wealth of benefits, including enhanced well-being, stress reduction, emotional healing, and connection. It's time to ignite the flames of purpose within and start your journey to a fulfilling life.
This is the Dr. Dolores Show with Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also send an email to Dolores at DrDoloresFazzino.com. Now, back to the program.
Well, welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. And today's episode, we've been talking about Mind Your Garden, Cultivating a Thriving Life. And we went through and kind of talked about what, you know, your garden, your internal garden is, and how you could really have a good glimpse of what's going on in your life, but also how we could nurture it and support it. And we just finished a beautiful meditation on experiencing that as well. So I invite you to listen to the episode so you could get a good, delicious taste of that. But, you know, I think one thing that we have to remember is that we create our own reality based on whatever is going on in our world. Our beliefs, our self-talk, sometimes it's weeds, and it's about really looking at what's going on in our mind through symbology of like tending a garden. So some of the takeaways from today's episode are: your mind is a garden. The thoughts, beliefs, and emotions you nurture shape your inner and outer reality. Be intentional about what you plant. Remember the law of attraction too. What you focus your attention on, you create. Okay. Weeds can be uprooted, just like any good gardener knows that. Some of our weeds can be negative self-talk, limited beliefs and fears, and they don't have to take over. Okay. We are in control there. Those are weeds. Awareness is the first step to clearing them out and pulling those weeds out by the roots. Plant seeds of positivity. Choose empowering thoughts, affirmations, and habits that support your highest potential. And what you focus on grows. Law of attraction again. Where you put your attention, intention, it manifests. So important to be selective in planting those beautiful golden seeds of positivity. And consistent care is key. Just like a garden needs watering and sunlight, your mind thrives when you practice self-care, mindfulness, and intentional living. It's really about self-care. If we don't focus on taking care of ourselves and be fully present in our bodies, we are disconnected from our mind and our body. And just remember that there's three brains in the body, the brain brain, the heart brain, and the gut brain. And they all need to play together and to move in, I want to say, in an infinity sign, with the heart being the midpoint in the intersection of the two lobes of the infinity sign. It's always in motion. So it's about being in balance, but also being in consistent self-care. It's a moment-to-moment thing. It's not about doing it once and thinking that it's a one and done, and there's no bypass either. Lastly, you have the power to cultivate change. No matter where you are in your journey, you can always create a more balanced, thriving mindset by tending to your inner world with love and patience and pull out those weeds of anything that's not of that. So, some parting thoughts. As you move forward and take a moment each day to check in with your mental garden, just ask yourself this question. Are you nurturing growth or letting the weeds take over? Remember, small mindful shifts can create profound transformation. You are the gardener of your own life. Just make it a masterpiece. So I'm going to leave you with this quote as well. Your mind is a garden. Your thoughts are the seeds. You can grow flowers or you can grow weeds. It's up to you. So thanks for joining us today on our episode. And just let me know if you'd like to explore any other ideas around this topic. You could reach out to me. My email is Dr. Dolores Fazzino at Gmail. Oh, no, it's not. It's Dolores at drdoloresfazzino.com. I do have another one that's DoloresFazzino at gmail.com. You could use either or to reach out to me to make your comments about what you thought about today's episode. Next week, what we're going to talk about is rising above challenges. And I felt that this was pretty timely for what we're experiencing now. Sometimes it's kind of interesting. I put together my programs well ahead of time and the topics, and it's almost like it surprises me when they come up because it's always the right thing at the right time. It's funny how that works, but I will take ownership on that. Life is filled with unexpected challenges that can feel overwhelming, but what if you had the tools to rise above them? Next week, we're going to learn more about that, learning some tools, but also, guiding you through some transformative steps that you could lead to lasting change within yourself. So I invite you to listen next week. We go live every week, Wednesdays at 12 noon Pacific Standard Time, and we're on your favorite networks and favorite platforms. And I just invite you to like us if you like what you're hearing, and to subscribe, and to really make yourself a priority in your life. I feel that as everybody's experiencing so much chaos and drama in our external world, not just locally, but internationally and universally, that it's really an important time for us individually to take good care of ourselves with self-care, but also to honor our sovereign right as human beings being here on earth and step into our power and to embrace who we are. You are a divine being, you're a sovereign being, and you have every right to be here and live your truth. And I just invite you to step into that, embrace that, and make it your own. So just know that you are loved more than you can imagine, and you are worth it. So see you next week. I'm signing off, Dr. Dolores Fazzino on Inspired Choices Network on the Dr. Dolores Show. And make this an amazing week for yourself and pull those weeds out in your mind's garden. Take care, and you are worth it. Remember that. You are worth it.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. Dolores Show. Dr. Dolores returns Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Until then, remember to be kind to yourself and create your best life. You are worth it.